I was only 8 years old when hearing another student comment about how shameful it is to be Māori. When you enter a grocery store and are followed around by store owners as if by the mere fact that your skin colour qualifies you to be a thief. That sense of customers gripping onto their bags a tad bit tighter in case you are a bag snatcher. We as Māori are made to feel like outcasts in our own country. One would expect to see hurt in my eyes, but I'm used to it. I've seen it all before, within my family, within my friends, and within our Māori community. I am left feeling hopeless, vulnerable, and worthless. It makes me feel less, not only less of a human, but less connected to my native tongue. This is what colonization has done to me. And this is what colonization has done to us. We were a peaceful people, strong in our tribal traditions, till white colonists stole our reality with rape, murder, theft, and deceit. They shot, stole, and enslaved until some of us scattered. Now a remnant of our true past now remains. Taking our land, taking our reo. Our tribes are broken, our language is lost, and justice of the white man means no justice for us. When Europeans arrived to Aotearoa and handed us a Bible and told us to close our eyes when we prayed, but when we opened them, they had the land and we had the Bible, I lost my voice. Taking our voices away, our histories, our traditions, and now they say they are more powerful than me. I descend from a long line of great Māori chiefs who fought for the return of our native tongue and voice. Yet a person with the name of a politician or a house speaker continues to silence us. Since 1840, we have fought and continue to fight, yet I have seen little change. I am a 15-year-old Māori standing here today with my focus towards politics, and I see a political tsunami on our people. Rauri Waititi was kicked out of parliament, accused of wearing incorrect business attire, wearing a taonga. We as Māori deserve better than a narrative that harms tangata whenua and our values. They will never understand the morals behind what we treasure and what our taonga defines. The Māori that stand on our behalf continue to voice our values and our morals, but are not being heard, respected, or upheld. On the 12th of May, 2021, our Māori representatives were kicked out of Parliament for the second time with what I believe was the confrontation of racial comments and questions. Rauri Waititi and co-leader Debbie Ngārewa Packer performed a haka indicating that they will not be silenced no more. This was another attempt to silence Māori while protecting the voice of racism. The House Speaker did not take Judith Collins' racial slurs into account. He just ignored them like majority of the time. I understand that there is a format when taking turns to speak in Parliament, but I could not bear to listen to the racial put-downs without voicing what I believe. And I support the stance of Te Pāti Māori. A threat and hate crime targeting tangata whenua and Te Pāti Māori was failed to be investigated. a white supremacist said. These Māori elites are going to a civil war like none before. I research, I train, I know how to kill, I know how to shoot. Give me 10,000 men and I'll have an army that will slaughter like you've never seen before. 150 Marae hit in one night by white, brave, patriot men. Once you remove their history, they will never have a history to defend. The marae that stores a special place in my heart has been threatened to burn and die. My home where me and my cousins have a sense of belonging and relief has been threatened to be diminished and burned. My marae where my name peacefully laden has been threatened to be disturbed. But he is not the bad guy. These were the words of a white supremacist who tries to burn my identity, my culture, and my values. He was excused from appearing in court because apparently he has mental health issues. Not so long ago, two Māori threatened to kill and impede in court. The discrimination that our people have faced has anchored us down for far too long. Where these political and societal discriminations have been normalized and weaved into our society. Do we have to accept what is happening? It all comes back to colonization. A bullet of a gun to a consequence from those who govern this country, and we continue to suffer. This is New Zealand's corrupt injustice system. Finally, I put it to you. Racial injustices are alive and well in New Zealand. You and I can change stories for future generations to come because the leaders of today are the influencers of tomorrow. And we carry the voice for this change. So are we to put up with these injustices any longer? We need to stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder, and write our own narratives. Kia ora.